This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Ruchim Habayim, welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yamis, we're learning Mishnah Chasoita, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel Dan, Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. How do we know that you have to read the Parsha in Lashon HaKodesh? The Pasuk says, Ve'anisa ve'amarta lefnei Hashem leikecha, you will speak up and you will say before Hashem your God, ulahalan. And elsewhere it says, Huaymer, Ve'anu halavim, anmu halavim will speak up and they'll say, Ma'ani ha'mur ulahalan, just like in the Pasuk, Ve'anu halavim, it's b'lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara explains, we learn out, Koil kol mimoshe. By the brachis and klois, it says va'amru el kolish yisrael kolram, and by matan Torah it says Moshe yadaber va'alekim yanenu b'kol. Just like over there, it's in lashon hakodesh, because the Torah is in lashon hakodesh, was given in lashon hakodesh. So too, the levim said the brachis and klois in lashon hakodesh. Avkan b'lashon hakodesh. Here too, it's in lashon hakodesh. Chalitza ketzad. How do we know that Chalitza is only said in Lashon HaKodesh? It says by Chalitza, Ve'ansa Ve'amra, she'll speak up and she'll say, Ulahalam, by the brachas in the close, it says, Huaymer, Ve'anu Halavim Ve'amra, the Levim will speak up and they'll say, Ma'aniyah Ha'mura Lahalam, just like the Aniyah that it says over there, Lashon HaKodesh, Avkan Lashon HaKodesh. Here too, the Aniyah it says by Chalitza is in Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Huda says, Ve'ansa Ve'amra Kacha, she'll speak up and say this. Kacha implies ad shatomer b'lashon hazeh, until she uses this language. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.